Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Is it possible for one who has been saved from his sins by the blood of Christ to later fall away and be lost eternally in hell? On our program today, we want to examine, in light of the Scriptures, the fifth and final major doctrine of Calvinism, and that is perseverance of the saints, also known as once saved, always saved. It was John Calvin's belief that those who were of the elect, those for whom Christ had died, those upon whom the Holy Spirit had directly operated and brought to faith and obedience, that these would never be lost. The Westminster Confession of Faith says, "They whom God has accepted in His beloved, effectually called and sanctified by His Spirit, can neither totally nor finally fall away from the state of grace, but shall certainly persevere therein to the end and be eternally saved." End of quote. Well, what does the Bible say? This is the focus of our lesson today, and we're glad that you're with us. Well, the Bible plainly teaches that a Christian, one who has been saved by the blood of Christ, can fall from grace and be lost. In the book of Galatians, Paul is writing to Christians in the churches of Galatia. These are ones who had received the Spirit by the hearing of faith, it says in chapter 3 and verse 2. They were sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. And so these are Christians, people who have been saved. In chapter 5 and verse 1, Paul says to them, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." You see, some were teaching that in addition to believing and obeying Christ to be saved, one must also be circumcised and keep the law of Moses in order to be saved. Some of these Christians here in the churches of Galatia who had been saved by Jesus were being influenced by these false teachers. And Paul is saying to them, to require circumcision and keep the law of Moses is to be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Paul says to them in verse 2, "Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing." In verse 4, he says, "You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace." Now keep in mind that Paul is writing to Christians, people who have been saved, and he says to them here that if they require circumcision and the keeping of the law of Moses to be saved, then Christ will profit them nothing. They will have become estranged from Christ, and they will have fallen from grace. You see, for Christ to profit them nothing means that Jesus Christ, the Savior, would not save them. To become estranged from Christ and fall from grace is to fall from the means of their salvation. We are saved by grace, and to fall from grace is to lose one's salvation. It means that they lose their soul. And so this passage clearly stands in direct conflict with the Calvinistic doctrine of once saved, always saved. Now look with me in the book of Hebrews. This book was written to Jewish Christians who were being pressured by unbelieving Jews to return to Judaism. They're called holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, in chapter 3 and verse 1. And so these are Christians who have been saved by Jesus. The Hebrew writer says to them in chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Now, why would he tell them to beware if it was impossible for them to fall into an evil heart of unbelief and to depart from the living God? Why would he tell them to exhort one another daily if it was impossible for them to be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin? No, the point is, this can happen to Christians, and so they need to beware. In chapter 10, verses 28 and 29, the Hebrew writer says to these Christians, "Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses, of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? You see, the Hebrew writer wants them to see that if they reject Christ and return to Judaism, there are some grave consequences. He reminds them that those Jews who rejected Moses' law died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. But what about the one who rejects Jesus' sacrifice by which he was sanctified? He says that this one tramples the Son of God underfoot. He counts the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing and insults the Spirit of grace. Well, someone says he's talking about unbelievers who have never been saved. Well, this is not true. Notice again it says, he counts the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing. This one was sanctified by the blood of Christ. But he turns his back on Christ with an evil heart of unbelief. The Hebrew writer says, of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy? He says in verses 30 and 31, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And so this passage clearly teaches that one who has been sanctified by the blood of Christ can fall away from Christ with an evil heart of unbelief and then suffer the vengeance of God. You know, one of the main arguments that the Calvinists use to defend the doctrine of once saved, always saved is that the Bible teaches that God's power preserves and protects the true believer. And since God preserves and protects the believer, that precludes the possibility of their being lost. They cannot conceive of how a saved man can ever become a lost man without God being either weak or faithless. Well, there's no question that the Bible teaches the security of the true believer, but it is not an unconditional security. The question is not whether God preserves and protects the righteous man. He does. But it's whether the righteous man can become an unrighteous man. It is not whether the believer is secure, but whether a believer can lose his faith and become an unbeliever. We read earlier in Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13, that it is possible for one who was once a believer to have an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You see, the Bible teaches that a believer's security in Christ is conditioned upon whether he continues to walk by faith. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5, Peter writes that Christians are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now the Calvinists will say, see, the child of God is kept or guarded by the power of God for salvation. How then can he be lost? But notice that this verse says that they are kept or guarded through faith. As long as the believer remains in the stockade of faith, God's power is there guaranteeing his safety. Look at another passage that proves that the believer's security is conditional. In John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Now, the Calvinists will say, see, Jesus is saying there is no possibility that his sheep will ever be lost. No one can snatch them out of his hand. But let us examine the passage closely. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Do you not see the condition which qualifies this entire process of securing the believer against perishing? Jesus promises eternal life and protection from perishing only to those who hear his voice and those who follow him. Therefore, the condition of security in the Lord is one's faithful allegiance to Christ. So this passage does not teach that a child of God cannot be lost, only that he cannot be lost against his will. If that child of God chooses of his own free will to forsake the Lord and cease to follow him, he will be eternally lost. It is not that God was unable to protect him against Satan. It was simply that he wandered away from the Lord and forfeited the Lord's protection. Consider with me some other passages that indicates that the believer will not fall and be lost if he meets certain conditions. This is what we call if passages. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23, Paul says that these Colossian saints had been reconciled by Christ in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. Now notice, whether or not they would be presented holy, blameless, and above reproach in the Lord's sight was conditioned upon whether they continued in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Also in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 6, it says, "But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end." Now we are the house of God, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Also in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8, Paul says that he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And then in verse 9 he says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Whether or not one reaps eternal life is conditioned upon whether he does not lose heart. These are just some of the if passages that teach us that eternal security of the believer is conditioned upon his continuing to live by faith. And living by faith is his choice. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, Paul wrote to the saints in Philippi, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Now, why would Paul encourage these saints to work out their own salvation if it was impossible for them to lose it? Someone may say, but in verse 13, Paul says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." And that's right. The point is, as long as the believer does his part in believing and following Christ, working out his own salvation with fear and trembling, then God does his part to work in him both to will and to do for his good pleasure. You see, our security in Christ is conditional. Our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy or a transcript of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcasts, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. There are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559. Also, we want to invite you to check out our website. On this website, you're able to hear sermons on a variety of Bible topics, and you're also able to hear previous Bible Talk radio broadcasts. The web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. That's sjchurchofchrist.com.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.